This is the last chance you have to get enlightened. If you don't make it now, you go below to burn in eternal fire. If you believe that, you're crazy. And it's good to be with you again. I welcome you with all my heart. All is well. Always realize that all is well. No matter how things may look in the world, all is well. No matter what your senses show you, all is well. No matter what appears in your life, all is well. Once you accept all is well in your heart, then you will be guided and directed towards your highest good. But if you think you have a problem somewhere, then you're on your own. Having to struggle to survive, looking for peace of mind, harmony, joy, happiness. When in truth they have these things, they're yours for the taking. Just have to acknowledge it. All is well. Everything's on your side. There's nothing against you. People still continue to ask me, Robert, what's the difference between you and me? I see you as everyone else. You seem to be doing the same thing everybody else does. You read a newspaper, you eat, you sleep, you watch TV. You do all the sort of normal things. So what's the difference between you and me? The difference is, most of you believe that God, harmony, consciousness was in you. Whereas I know that I am consciousness itself. There's no within and without. There's only consciousness, I am that. And all the so-called thoughts that you have, feelings about the body or mind, all of your emotions, all of your dramas, are simply superimposition and consciousness. And I am that. Consciousness never changes. But your body, your mind, your experience appears and disappears. Appears and disappears. Always appears and disappears. The day is gone tomorrow. But you are consciousness. You are the truth, reality. You are bliss, happiness, joy. It never changes. It's always the same. So the difference between me and you is I know about it. I feel it. I am that. And some people believe it's inside of you sometimes. If you believe it's inside of you, then you must be a body. How can it be inside of you if you're not a body? It's an illusion. There's absolutely nothing inside of you, there's nothing outside of you. There's only consciousness, the absolute reality. And we're all that, every one of us. We've always been that, and that's what we'll always be. No matter what happens. This means we're all hellbound for heaven, whether we like it or not, so to speak. I mean, you respect what's happening to you all as well. There are no mistakes. Everything's beautiful right this moment. Everything's gorgeous, joy, peace, harmony, love. And see this moment right now. If you can't feel it or see it, just follow that. What do you see? What you see is what you get. See the light of your body. See the light within yourself, outside of yourself. See light everywhere and you'll be light. You are light. You are the light of the world. And let your experiences, your worries and your troubles, it's not you. Let go of all these things. Be yourself, be free. There appears to be many bodies walking around where this earth, many individual souls, many beings, so to speak. But in truth, there are no beings, there are no souls, there are no people. There's only one of us. And you are that one. There are no others. There's only the one and you are that. Now how can this be? When you see others all around you every day? Well, think of when you're dreaming. When you're dreaming, aren't there others also? In your dreams, you see others. You mix with people, you mix with all kinds of people, you do all kinds of things in your dream. And there appears to be others. When you're waking from the dream, they're all gone one day. There are no others. And so it is with this dream. In this dream, you think there are others. There appears to be others, just like in this room right now. We think we're all different people. We look different, we appear different. But in truth, there's only one. You are that one. You are that one right now. Right this moment. You don't have to become one. You are the one. Go back to dream again. In the dream, you are the one dreaming. You do not question it. All sorts of things take place in the dream. When you're awake, you're the one that's dreaming. This is what I mean when I say we're all one. The one is not your body. It's not your appearance, not who you think you are. The one is consciousness, the one is absolute reality. The one is boundless space, such as another. You are that one right now. Just by trying to understand what I'm talking about, you awaken and become liberated. Just to try to understand what I'm saying. I'm saying that you are Brahman, you are that one, who's always been. An unchanging presence. It is you. And there are no others but you. I need to tell you, I'm not really referring to what you appear to be. It's an appearance. It's part of the dream. You're not the appearance, you are the one dreaming. If you can be aware of the dream, and realize that you're the one dreaming, while you're dreaming, wouldn't it be wonderful if you have a little peace of mind? Nothing would have said, nothing would bother you. Whatever happens in your life, you say it's a dream. Or should be disturbed. Think about that, ponder this. What I'm saying, if you're aware of your dream right now, when you go to sleep at night, tonight when you go to sleep, you're aware of your dream, you're aware that you're dreaming. You watch yourself dreaming. And you watch your whole family being killed. Will this bother you? Of course not. You say to yourself, this is a dream, this is not true. You watch yourself dying of cancer. You will laugh. You say to yourself, nobody dies. It's a dream. But yet, think of how disturbed you become in your everyday experiences now, when things happen in your life. You think they're real, don't you? You think they're real. And you respond negatively to them, with fear, sometimes violence, and animosity. Because you don't know you're dreaming, that's why. You're not aware that they dream. Think it's real. So of course you're going to react, you're going to respond negatively. We think it's all very real. It appears real. If anyone asks you, are you dreaming? You say, no, I'm not, this is all real. I'm sitting here with Robert listening to him talk. It's all very real. When you go home tonight, you find your car stolen. You're upset. You go home and find your wife or your husband has run away with somebody else. You'll be upset. You'll find that you lose your job. You'll be upset. Why would you be upset if you're dreaming? Because you don't believe you're dreaming, that's why. You think it's real. You believe anything that's happening in your life is real. But I say to you, it's not real. It's a dream. You are dreaming, a mortal dream. If you really understand what I'm saying to you tonight, you become the happiest person on earth. We take things seriously because we think they're real. I come along and tell you you're dreaming and you don't believe me. Some of you want to believe me, but you can't believe me. We're so engrossed in this mess called the earth. Do you accept everything the way it is, when it comes? But again, if you were dreaming tonight, and you were aware that you were dreaming, nothing would disturb you. You may have some of the experiences you have in your life right now that you don't like. But in the dream, you laugh. When you know you're dreaming, you'll say, this is all a joke, I'm dreaming, this is not true. Why should I be disturbed? Nothing can disturb me, it's all a dream. So I want you to feel this as a dream. It's all a dream. It's all Maya. It's not you at all. So we have an inkling of this, we begin to understand a little bit about it. We want to go further and further on the path. We want to unfold further and further. And the question arises, do I need more than one teacher? And showing the way. Can have many teachers. Many different. The truth is, when first someone starts a spiritual path, they go shopping. Investigating teachers, looking for the right teacher, they can show you the way. But what you don't know is this. You will attract to yourself what you are, nothing more, nothing less. You will create the teacher that you need right now for your experience. So the first teacher you have is important. When you've grown, and you've learned everything you can from that teacher, you're a higher teacher. So my teacher can only give you what he or she has experienced themselves, nothing more, nothing less. But when you find a Sadguru, on the stage, this person is quite different from the teacher. The stage never tries to build classes or give teachings. He saves the entire universe. When he comes to the company of the sage, your life takes a turn for the best. And you begin to see the light. But if you come to the company of the sage and still go looking for teachers, you're going to find smorgasbord. We don't know what to believe. Since every teacher has their own way of teaching, in other words, what I'm saying is the beginning stages, it's okay to settle down for a teacher. But once you're advanced, you made headway on the path, and you find the sage. It is your business to be with the sage forever. You leave the world alone, you leave people alone, you leave things alone. And it belongs to the company of the sage. That's when you start making real progress. You start making real progress at that time. And in this later we'll explain to you your limitations. In this later I'll show you your shortcomings. And that's why you want to do this to completely to the sage. Save you yourself. Don't you see? When you surrender to the sage, you're surrendering to yourself. And peace will overwhelm you. Joy will come to you. Happiness will come to you. So you begin to see that you are the sage yourself. Live with any separateness. There's not you and me. There's only the one. And you're that one. So life takes on a new meaning. There's a new meaning in your life. You sort of drop the old things. Bad habits, bad company, the nonsensical thing that you've been going on with, they sort of fall away. And you begin to shine, literally shine. Most Westerners don't like this kind of talk. Sage talk. Due to the fact the ego is very big. You have to develop humility. Patience. Tolerance. That's why I stop searching, stop looking. You just remain in the company of the sage. Anything happens by itself. It begins to attain bliss, joy. What comes by itself? You have no patience. You stop complaining, you stop saying, I've been with the sage for a year, 2 years, 3 years. I don't know what's happening to me, nothing is happening. That kind of talk stops. For some inside you told you that whatever is supposed to happen, it really happened. Everything you're supposed to become, you become. You develop a tremendous patience. It's like the story of the two frogs. They jump into a milk vat. These are those big silver milk vats in the old days. And you couldn't get out. The big fat frog and a skinny frog. They were both swimming around the milk, and the fat frog was getting tired, and he told the skinny frog, we're never going to get out of here, the vat's too slippery, he's going to drown. And Silly Frog said, "Hold on, Brother Frog. Keep swimming. Don't give up." And he kept on swimming, and Fat Frog said, after a while, "I'm really getting tired now, Brother Frog. I'm going to let go and drown. You know what's going on. There's no help for us here. We're doomed." And Skinny Frog said, "Hold on, Brother Frog. Don't give up. Keep swimming." And this went on again and again and again. Finally, the Fat Frog said, "I'm giving up now, Brother Frog. I can't go on anymore. It's fruitless." And it's going drowned in the milk. Meanwhile, the Skinny Frog kept on pedaling. And all of a sudden, he felt something hard underneath him. He had turned the milk into butter. And hopped out of the vat and was free. This is how it is with us. We find a spiritual path, we want something right away. We want to become enlightened the next Saturday. By 2 o'clock, when we got a date. We have no idea what's going on. But you've been around a long, long time. Literally for millions of years. That's the appearance. And now you're here. I said the question, where am I really? Who am I really? Where did I come from? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do with this life? If you're totally honest with yourself, everything you have to know will be revealed to you. Have faith in yourself. Let go of all doubt. Understand the truth. No matter what happens to you, what experience you're going through, it's all a dream. And the other thing never happened to you. Remember what I'm saying to you. When you get up in the morning, remember these things. Try to remember the dream you had last night. And the dream you went bankrupt. Most everything you ever had, your house, your car. When you awaken, it never happened. So when you awaken from the dream, you know the truth about yourself, that you are a consciousness, all-pervading consciousness, and you'll never worry again. You'll never be upset again. You'll never be angry again. You'll never blame anyone for anything again. You'll leave everyone alone. You'll leave the world alone. You'll just smile at everybody and everything. And you'll be able to see that you know something that they don't. While they're worrying and fighting and screaming and howling, you're at peace with yourself. For we know this too shall pass, and all is well. Peace. any statements you wish to make? What you're trying to do is to manipulate the universe. What you're really trying to do is to manipulate the universe and make things work for you. The idea that anything is working no matter how it turns out. It's not a case of something working in your favor, really. Ultimately, everything is in your favor, there's nothing against you. But, as you go through the vicissitudes of life, all sorts of things take place and all sorts of things happen. But you want to have things a certain way. And you think that if you get things a certain way, this works for you. If you don't, it doesn't. Remember the reason for everything. There's always a reason for everything. Have faith in yourself and the reason for living. Do not look at this as something special. Smile, leave it alone. Go forward. It had to happen this way. See, we shouldn't get the impression that this is a manipulation type of teaching. If we manipulate God enough, or we say certain mantras of certain faith, then everyone will come to us. Sometimes if we want it, it's really good for us. Even though we think it is. We have to go beyond good and bad. Beyond winning or losing. We have to go beyond all these places. So be happy. Rejoice. Don't worry. Everything will work out. Wait and see. Let's carry the knowledge and let go of it. Let's carry the burden on your shoulders. Let go of it, forget it, and bless it. Leave it alone. Then you'll see what will happen to you. See, things are always working for us in a very subtle way. Everything always works for us. There's nothing against us. But with our limited mind, we see things a certain way, we want things a certain way for ourselves. When we let go of all of this, we'll find the right action takes place. And we're always in the right place. Always. Mr. Andrews, would you like to read something?